am I the asshole for loudly hate fucking my BFF's ex in front of her? Bye. Deleted. Posted today. 218 upvotes, 1,247 comments. I, 25 female, have been best friends with my BFF 24F since we were in high school. I'll call her Jay. She was a bit of a loner, but I saw she was a sweetheart and adopted her into my friend group. Since then, I've always been there for her. I'm basically her guardian angel. In the past, she was always really appreciative of my support. Honestly, without someone to give her a nudge, she's helpless in most situations. Everything changed when she started dating a new boyfriend. For the sake of this post, I'll call him Douchebag. Jay treated Douchebag like he was the nicest guy on earth. He obviously saw what a people pleaser she was and worked his charms on her. She constantly went on and on about the thoughtful things he did for this holiday or that anniversary, or the way he'd take care of her when she was feeling depressed. I wasn't surprised she fell under his spell. What did surprise me was that our other friends seemed to agree with her. I was certain they'd be able to see through him like I did. I knew he was bad news from day one, and I've been proven right 1,000 times over. He always shoots me these mean looks, like he's asking why I'm even around. We would go to the farmer's market together or the beach, and he'd hint that, like, three's a crowd. Like, it isn't normal for me to want to spend time with my BFF. Sometimes when I generously give them my advice, he snaps at me not to get involved. Basically, he's a snarky, controlling piece of shit. He totally acts like he owns Jay. Why couldn't everyone else see that? I will say this, though. Douchebag or not, he is pretty hot. I can totally understand why Jay would say yes when he asked her out. Frankly, he's out of her league. He works out a lot and he has a manual labor job, which gives him a certain delicious physique. If we were at the pools together, I would watch carefully when he took off his shirt. Still, I knew he was bad for Jay. She just couldn't go through life under the thumb of someone so controlling. Last week, our whole friend group went on a trip to a beach house. That's when I finally put my foot down. I told her about the snide remarks, the controlling behavior, the way he didn't respect me. She tried to defend him, but she's honestly not much of a fighter. I knew I'd get her to agree if I was persistent. It was harder than I expected, but sure enough, she agreed to dump Douchebag. This is the part where I might have fucked up. That night, I was having trouble sleeping, so I went downstairs to the living room, and there was Douchebag, sobbing on the couch. He told me that Jay finally broke up with him. He claimed that Jay seemed sullen the entire time, like she was being forced to do it. Then, he went full mask off, accusing me of all kinds of shit. He was talking like I'm a supervillain who was scheming to ruin their relationship. Obviously, I didn't take that. I finally told the truth to his face. He acts nice, but he's really a toxic piece of shit. I didn't have to ruin anything. She saw what kind of man he was and did what she should have done a long time ago. Then he looked me dead in the eyes and said, "Fuck you." You want to know what I said back? You wish. Coolest comeback ever, right? Of course, he was tripping over himself, denying it. According to him, even if you're hot, you're too much of a bitch to be into. Obviously, I wasn't about to take that. No way. I gave him a little smirk, took off my shirt, and stroke a pose. If he really wasn't into me, then he'd be able to resist a little teasing, right? I had him drooling in seconds. He couldn't hide the way he was staring at my tits. It felt so good to finally have him wrapped around my finger. A minute later, I was straddling his lap, grinding against his crotch and attacking his lips. Body against body. I was gonna use him for the only thing he was worth. There was this look in his eyes. He hated me, but he also wanted me. It was perfect. I just kept breaking off the kiss to whisper the word into his ear. Douchebag. He'd try to answer, but I'd shut his worthless mouth again with another kiss. Another bite. And at some point, we were naked. I don't know if I took his clothes off or he did. I just knew that I wanted to ride him. I didn't want anything in the way. My skin against his. It was all so, so worth it. Seeing him groaning under me, the way he rolled his hips, pumping and pumping while I rode him. Oh, fuck. The feeling of my nails digging into his chest, drawing blood. I wanted to leave a scar. I wanted to fucking mark him. The entire time we were just throwing insults back and forth. I was grinding and gasping on his cock. But with every other breath, I was cursing him, calling him a smug piece of shit, a devil pretending to wear a halo. And he was right in it too, calling me a demented witch, that I had a goddess complex, that I was some jealous bitch trying to steal her friend's boyfriend. Honestly, that was the hottest part. The hatred. The burning hatred. I'd never fucked someone I so totally despised before. I was on top at the start, grinding myself into him, using him like a dildo. I thought I could keep him on the bottom, but my words really riled him up. He got so pissed that he surged upward, pinning me to the side of the couch. Suddenly, he was mounting me. I should have fought back to regain the top, but I was just totally lost in it by that point. Fuck. He was above me, just slamming his cock into me again and again. All I could do was just moan. I tried to keep hitting him with insults, but they just melted in my mouth. Anyone would be loud if they were being taken that way. I can't be blamed if I wasn't very quiet. That might be why at one point, near the end, I saw someone watching us from the shadows. It was hard to make out who. It was dark and I was being hate-fucked into oblivion. But I'm pretty sure it was Jay. She was just staring at me, silently, in the dark. There wasn't even an expression on her face. I wasn't going to, like, stop the fun. I was getting taken. If anything, she was the one being super weird watching us that way. So I just pretended not to notice she was there, and maybe I moaned a little louder on purpose. Eventually, I lost track of her. All I could think about was that rock-hard cock pounding me and pounding me. The sound of his insults rang in my ear. The tide rose as I was getting closer. Fuck. Even if I remembered she was there at all, it only made the moment hotter. Something about being watched that way. Oh, God. There was no way I could last like that forever. By the time he was done with me, I left a screaming, coming wreck. I tried to pull off, to deny him the satisfaction of his own release. But he gripped my hips and kept going until he finished too. Fucking douchebag. In the aftermath, I tried to look for Jay. Maybe she was still watching us, but by then she was gone. so the next morning arrived. But I was ready to forget all about the previous night and enjoy our time on the beach. I was also hoping that douchebag would already be gone. Sure enough, when I woke up, his car was missing. But I also found my other friends waiting for me, holding my bag. They told me to take it and get the fuck out. I left, eventually. But the whole next day was spent in a texting frenzy. Jay was being really weepy and sensitive. She kept telling me that I made her boyfriend cheat on her. According to her, I manipulated her so I could have him for myself. Obviously, that was all bullshit. I hate douchebag. And it's not like he was her boyfriend. They broke up. What right does she even have to get pissy if I fucked some dude she wasn't even dating? I tried to explain myself to our other friends how ridiculous Jay was being, but no one listened at all. They just ignored me and blocked me. Even douchebag didn't want to talk. He gave me a stiff message saying he was trying to apologize to his girlfriend and blocked me. His girlfriend, sure. So what? Is it fair that I'm losing all my friends for this? I didn't cheat with Jay's boyfriend. I fucking slept with some fuckwad she wasn't even dating anymore. The way they're treating me is not fair. Reddit, tell me. I'm not the asshole here, am I? They can't keep blocking me if I show them that everyone agrees with me. Help me prove how unreasonable they're all being. Verdict, you're the asshole.